willed black people to be slaves. The few that they'd get to hunt the slaves down, you remember, from Roots. You understand? You got enough to pass. But that's, see how, do you understand what I just said there, honey? Will you wake up? God damn it. Yeah, you know, it's a different Stokes. It's a different Stokes. You got the wrong Stokes. No. Have to correct that news. I was going to say, it's not Carl Stokes. Nope, he's not the same one. He did all shit work. He's got an NBC fat contract or CBS as a commentator. This man is another Tom. Not the same one. Lewis, I think. Lewis Stokes. Whatever he is, he's right. They're calling him right wing. I'm not so sure he is black. No, because GBS called him black, but I'm not so sure. I'm not even sure he is black. Does anybody know Lewis Stokes? I never heard of Lewis Stokes. Huh? What about B? Do you know him? He is black. Where's he from, honey? Where's he from? GBS said, I don't know what he is. I know he's been acting like a right-wing fanatic, and he's just trying to tear into Oswald's test, not shit. James Earl Ray, the framed up, the guy that said he's a fall guy, he tore into that guy after the marshals beat him up and took him back, and he was even in coma a while. We had conflicting reports about it, but he was kept under lights, all of them agreed to that, for 2 days and two nights, floodlights, and they put floodlight in there, and they didn't even excuse that. The government admitted it happened. They didn't even bother to give us an explanation why you keep a man who's getting ready for testimony under lights burning down on him for 48 straight hours. Very weird. Well, Lewis Stokes has been just tearing his testimony all to hell, tearing into it. He can't get a word out of his mouth. And who did he bring as a witness against him today? Terrible. I'm getting you ready for your next news. That's why I'm doing this. Because you'll have to know this tape next time. You see what I'm saying? I want every bit of it to count. Who did they get ready? They got the only witness against Jesus Christ, James Earl Ray, is a former police inspector who had been fired because he was involved in such ugly crimes that even the Memphis police could not support him anymore. He'd gone to jail for police corruption, all kinds of felonies, and now is involved in the underworld. And Mark Lane, the first time he lost his cool, he said, I refuse to hear any more he has to say. He just stomped out. I refuse to have anything. It's obvious you're managing this thing. It's obvious you don't want objective truth when you come up with a witness that is as crooked as this man. And the former witness, you remember, against James Earl Ray? He was for him originally. Remember originally? He said in Atlanta, he was in Atlanta, Georgia at such and such a time, getting his linen, his laundry. That fucker got up and twisted his story today, turned his story clear around. They said, well, why are you doing it now? He said, well, why did you lie back then? There was no pressure on you then. Or if there was, there'd certainly be more pressure of any kind when you're trying to testify on behalf of the person they want to pin. He was testifying on behalf of James Earl Ray back in the first trial. He said, I was orchestrated. He said, who by? Who orchestrated you? Well, I won't go any further. Somebody orchestrated. What he was really saying, he was orchestrated this time. That's what he's really saying. Because they are orchestrating him to try to send James Earl back up there and forget about him and make him look like the lone assassin if they don't kill him off in the meantime. What they'd like to have done is got him dead, but they haven't been able to do so. Yeah, Larry Jones, that's Lewis Stokes is formerly a newspaper man from New York. That sounds like it, yes. I believe that's right. No doubt. Orchestrated means that you do like a symphony. You make everybody do their song, play their horn just right, everybody in their right place, and somebody conducts, and when he moves that stick, that violin moves, and he moves the stick over here, the cell moves, and you move the stick. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Pulls the strings, orchestrated. Well, it's a mess. I've got to get tired of listening to goddamn news, because they're going to cover up any shit. If they don't cover it up, it'll be just like Z, right? Damn army. Well, if they ever arrest one of the generals for some of these crimes they did, you remember in Z? They arrested and going to put him in jail. Oh, you go too far then, honey. They'll get your ass. What is planned for Camp David? I want everybody to know this. It may not be so much news, but I want everybody to know on this tape tonight what the conspiracy is against us. And I only took you up in the early part of it. It's gotten much dirtier. What else is in it? What did they come to Dennis Banks? 6 months? 6 months before we ever had a newspaper slander? Said, if you will lie and go along, and attack Jim Jones and his movement, you won't have any trouble with your extradition order, or we can get the matters dropped in other states against you, that's pending against you. If you don't cooperate, you will be in lots of trouble. That's what they said to him. One man by the name of Kahn, who was in our same denomination, who worked for who? Standard Oil. Mm-hmm. What did Dennis Banks do? He told us. And he got a press conference, called a press conference. Will you wake up, for Christ's sake, folks? Please do this. And you asked me to go to Georgetown, some of you younger people here. It's outrageous. I'm going to send nobody to Georgetown, can't stay awake during the meeting. Now, what? Dennis Banks stood up and said that, and gave a public news conference about it, and nobody cared shit about it, except the Examiner, and they just had a picture of him in the picture, and what did all the rest of it do? Rehash of all the old lies. Didn't even once admit there was a conspiracy. I know he'll get it. He'll get it. Because you see, Governor Brown's on the hot seat. He's no safer than the governor. And the court threw it back in Governor Brown's lap. And unless the governor orders the extradition, it's not our duty to interfere with the executive branch. The president is the executive branch on the federal government, and the governor is the executive branch on the state level, right? So he said, it's not our duty. So you watch as he gets closer to that showdown election. What did Brown do last week? Call for law and order. Strict enforcement of laws against the minorities. He said, we have had too many people crying racism. Isn't that much? Can you imagine him saying that? I wouldn't have believed if I had heard his words on Voice of America. That sounded a bit too much for me, but he's gone that far. Don't you think he's going to, when that election comes up, the right wing's going to make hell over that? And you think he won't? I think he will. And if he loses, you know the next governor who's running against him, Evel Younger, right wing, openly, right wing, known racist. He'll, the first week, if Dennis hadn't got his ass out of there, the first week he comes to office, I'll bet you he moves against Dennis. That'd be my opinion. But everybody tells things are going cool for Dennis. Even everybody but him. All of our liberal friends think it'll be just fine. We'll see who's right. All right, now where were we? What is plan for Camp David? President Carter's retreat, his summer camp. Eisenhower had it. We always heard that damn name. And they named it after Eisenhower, Camp David. Shift, please. Before I'm giving help too much longer now. What's planned for Camp David?
They bring back the camp, the Tracy camp.
No. You don't know the question, darling. You'll have to take another class. That's all right. You're a good person. You just need a class. That's not. It had nothing to do with concentration camps. Thank you. Next. You may be seated.
I believe there's going to be a conference between Anwar Sadat of Egypt and Prime Minister Begin of Israel.
Yes.
And Carter.
Both dictators in their way. What terrible thing did Begin do? That most awesome thing. I suspect some of us will never really get off our little ass until somebody shoots one of us. What happened? Zionism played a bad game. They moved in Beirut in the middle of the Arab section where all the principal Arab leaders, and they don't like Arabs, period, right or left. And they blew up all their children and their wives. And you know what the hell they just caused? For the first time in history, all the Palestinians, right and left, all the Arabs, right and left, no matter how much differences they've got, they got one enemy that's bigger than their differences. Zionism. Racism. So they're calling a summit meeting. And that's something I wish you could. You people gripe and complain, you never saw. Don't you have any enemies that are greater than any difference you have with somebody here in People's Temple? Don't you have something worse back there to hate? Didn't you come out of something worse? Don't you have some relatives you could hate? You hate their ways for what they've done? Don't you hate them for this terrible thing they try to frame McIlvain? Don't make it necessary that one of our people be shot down before you get your act together. And some of you have greatness in this place, but I don't believe we'll ever see it until somebody swoops in with a plane and bombs us. past. That's my sad feeling. I think some people cannot live in an intellectual environment, a stimulating environment, an environment of great opportunity, environment of lovely food and cosmopolitan living and the best air. I don't believe they can stay revolutionary that way. And I'm not going to hire no goddamn plane as a gimmick. You get what I'm saying? I ain't starting no white knights for gimmickry. But I can't take no white knight. If it's a white knight, baby, we don't even refer to that. Let's forget that. If it's an alpha, it'll be an omega, by God, before I call you, almost. Because I'm sick of them. I'm sick of those goddamn things. That's too much, hours and hours of worrying and pain and grief. So I'm not going to create a situation which we have to discuss. But some of you forget too easily. They have shot at me and missed me by just a few inches. They did try to invade us. They did come in with a massive conspiracy and stole everything we had in the supply while we were guarding the houses. The next moment, they stole all of our shoes. White man led it. Just talking about tonight, the head of the party, PNC. He's never been heard hide nor hair of since that time when he was coming in trying to find out who John was. Had kidnapping in mind, too, but we were wise. But we're getting soft. Some of us are not watching because we don't have guns. We're not watching. By God, you should watch and not pray. Yeah, watch and pray. I mean, pray like a fucking fox. Just look for any shit you can find, because if somebody in here is an agent and they make a contact or tried to, like that one day when the Black Sisters sighted this last person dressed in black, they got us diverted. By God, it only take one contact that could get you killed, get your children killed. If we don't cooperate and get our people out of there and quit wasting so much money and causing some to have to stay back and feel that they have to because they see the books, and one of them gets arrested or one of them gets killed, how are you going to feel then? Some of you wouldn't feel anything. A lot of you would be just like me, be close to it. You'd be pained terribly. Okay, you answer that, yes. Carter's going to try to get together with Begin and Sadat, both of them. Sadat's been a sellout in the Arab world. They don't like him, and now he says he won't compromise. And neither will Begin. He won't give back any of the conquered territories of West Jordan, West Bank that belongs to Jordan, or the Gaza Strip that he stole from Egypt, or the southern Lebanon that he keeps in the hands of right-wing Christians. What does Iraq say? What's Iraq got to say about all this these days? What's happening to Iraq?
Iraq is being attacked all over because of its stand. It's trying to pressure the Arab nations to change from using the U.S. dollar and use gold. And it also wants the Arab nations to refine their own oil.
That's right.
And so it's become...
Make their own oil instead of letting the big capitalists like Standard Oil, Shell and so forth, rip off all the profits because they got the equipment in USA or in U.S. territory where they refine the oil.
That's true. The ambassadors...
I also want him to do something else. You've already passed it in good color. Something else, so I want to put it in for knowledge. They want the Arab nations to develop their own arms so they won't be dependent upon USA when they have to fight their wars for their own freedom. And Iraq says, what does it say about Israel? Well, don't worry, you pass. Iraq said about Israel that it has no right to exist. It's a religious state. No Muslim state has been allowed. That the United Nations has given no approval to a Muslim state or a Christian state, but they have some. No religious state. He wants a combination government made up of Arabs and Jews and call it the New Palestine. So he fell in trouble with USSR because USSR feels you've got to talk and negotiate at least. Life has to be guaranteed to the Israelis, or they will start nuclear war. And USSR, the Soviet Union, is trying to avoid nuclear war. And China may be just as ideally trying it, too. But they know the longer you spare it, if it's going to happen, the more people are going to be killed in the long run. I think someone wrote me, I think it was Pauline Groot, you were questioning, you said you needed for moral reasons to believe in China. You were very honest about that. You said, I guess you wanted for your own moral reasons that China, you just couldn't face the fact that she would operate from a plan to bring about Third World War. No, well, they're not bluffing it. They said it tonight. They spoke to themselves on the news and from Romania. They said the Prime Minister says nuclear war, and everybody believes him. BBC believes him. They really believe it. BBC won't say, always, they believe it's going to happen. They always say, everybody says it'll happen sooner or later. But he's, the Chinese prime minister says it'll happen within a year. He said it three or four times now. No, they're not kidding nobody. But why would they have to bluff, Paulie? Why do you, what is it that you feel is immoral about such a consideration? From your frame of reference. Shift, please, wake up, please.
I'm having trouble putting exact words behind it. It's...
Well, you get a lot of helpful things in writing. I like to see you write. But that point, I thought you were a little idealistic, too much, too utopianistic.
May very well be.
Don't you believe nuclear war is bound to happen from your point of view as a scientist? You've got a lot of scientific training.
Yes.
Maybe see that.
I believe it's bound to happen. Even for one thing, that the scientists that I grew up with that worked on that stuff are,
We don't have a lot of time for dialogue. I'm just trying to find out. So if you believe it's going to happen, that there's too many bombs and too many nationalists and too much fear and too much conniving and too much paranoia, distrust, then would the Chinese not be right? Would they not be right to seek to stop it from killing all mankind? Unless you are a hedonist or something, nihilist. Nihilist isn't, they don't believe in anything, correct? Is that the correct analysis of nihilism?
Correct, yes.
I want to be sure. I'm getting up there in the days. Is that all there is to nihilism? There's more to that than nihilism. Accept no authorities and believe in what? No philosophy, no religion? Yeah. The defeatist attitude. Yeah, it is. Well, I suppose the nihilists would believe you could never, and I interpret, they don't believe in anything. They don't believe anything will ever good come out of the human race. So the best thing for them, I guess, they conclude, just blow up the face of the, blow the whole damn world. Unless you were a nihilist, though. And with the scientific evidence that only USA is going to suffer the most tragically, I'm reading that from more radical and even more, they consider the bomb a greater menace than some people have been prepared to admit. USA says, of course, you know, they tell the people they'll survive and a bunch of bullshit. Most of the time in the press, they do. But every now and then, like Secretary McNamara, you remember when he was the head of the Secretary of Defense? And now he's the head of the World Bank. He said, there will be a nuclear war. And he said, that was what, 15 years ago? God, I don't know, time, 10 years ago? He said, in the first 20 minutes, 149 million U.S. people will die. At that time, I think our population was around 200 million. And they still say it. I got some more statistics. I don't remember them. They still say it. Now it's 200 and something. 200 million and 7 or 206 that will die in the first few minutes. So if that's bound to happen, I wouldn't want you to feel immoral about that, Pauline. The Soviet Union, I think, are being naive. I think they're on the vanguard more, as much as you can know between the lines. I think they are friends.